Let's make it happen, Captain.
From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Gov Maharaj.
And welcome to Defrag. Gov, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, you're very, very busy. I'm very busy, so getting us together at the same time is rare anymore, but we will try harder.
Yeah, literally today, I'm not seeing my office.
Yeah, me either. I've got back-to-back meetings. I've got dual meetings at the same time.
Right.
That I got to pick which one do I want to go to.
Yeah, hour-long meetings that are stacked back-to-back. It's like, okay, I'm going to be here for the first half hour. I'm going to be there for the last half hour.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, thanks for being here. And then I leave Friday. I'm going to Qatar for Imagine Cup Live. And so we'll be off one of these weeks coming up, but we'll get back in the swing after that.
Cool.
And you had something in your bag that I just checked out, and it might be the finest computing device I've ever used. You want to talk about that?
I don't know if I want to talk about it.
Or you can talk about it.
All I can say is that
it's already been announced. It has a three in the name.
It has a, yes, it's been announced. I personally love it. I let Larry here take a look at it. I unfortunately
it's the first
can't
time I've
put
seen
it on
one.
Camera yet.
It's the first time that I've seen one, held it in my hands. I played around with it. The pen is amazing, but the biggest thing when I held it, because I use a Surface too, mm-hmm. biggest things when I held it is they got that, the ratio was the right decision. That is incredible. So mm-hmm. I'm
and he's a tough critic. He's a really tough
critic.
You have
no idea.
So I was kind of chomping at the bit to be able to let him hold it and write with it, specifically because the pen and the drawing surface is one of those things where you use it a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
Like me, I take notes, you know, that's basically it. I don't draw, I'm not an artist. You, however, are
I do a lot of painting. I do a lot of writing. I love to write. The thing is with my Surface 2, though, or I just have a Surface Pro. I don't even have a Surface 2. Mm. But the thing with that is I don't use the pen that much, and I think it was because of the screen size and the ratio. Whereas this one, I would be carrying that pen around with me every day.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So that's that. Let's get started. From Eduardo, he says, I really like your show, and I watch them all. Thank you so much. I have a Surface RT and a Surface Pro tablet, both from the past build conferences. Both of them have been updated with Windows 8.1 Update 1. See in the following picture, the RT one does not show the close button in the start screen. Both have all available updates installed. Is this correct, or is there a way to make the close button show on the RT tablet? And the picture shows the upper right-hand corner, and one of them has the power button, and one of them doesn't.
Right, so what he calls the close button is actually the power button.
Yeah.
So I'm running a Surface Pro 2 mm-hmm. here, and I have the power button. You're running a Yoga 3, if you can hit your Win key real
yep.
quick.
I don't think I have.
You don't have 8.1, do you?
No, I haven't updated it yet.
Oh, that's
soon.
Right. Soon, okay. So he does not have 8.1, so I could not confirm with him. But the big difference here is Surface Pro 2 is not what we call a connected standby or an always on device.
Yeah.
Surface RT or the Surface 2
yeah.
are always on devices. So they don't have this power button here.
Yeah.
The main point of the power button is for desktop users, laptop users, things that aren't a tablet necessarily speaking. There's a bunch of different rules around where the power button is on and available.
Mm-hmm.
The basic premises, and I'm oversimplifying this, is the RT devices, the always-on devices, don't get this power button.
Yeah.
Everything else, generally speaking, will get the power button.
Yeah.
I can elaborate later on, various form factors that will have it or not have it, or what can be overridden by an OEM to have it or not have it. But there's a bunch of rules. For most users, they will have the power button. If you have a laptop, you should have the power button.
Yeah.
But the RT will never have the power button
mm-hmm.
Because it's not designed for it. If you want to turn it off, the use cases for the RT was that because it's an always-on device, you just set it down. It goes into this connected standby mode
yeah.
Where the network is on-ish. So you can get updates every 15, 20 minutes, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you're always up to date. You can just pick it up, turn it on. It's an instant on experience.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we designed the RT devices, the always on devices. So we don't really want you to turn it off. There's no stand or there's no hibernate on it, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, of course, turn it off. And you know, to turn it off, as we know, you have to go into settings and then power,
yeah,
and then choose, you know, shut down, sleep, restart. And that's all that this button up here does too.
Yeah, it just made it a little bit more accessible.
Exactly, so. That's all it did.
Okay.
But with the RT device, the point behind it is to just leave it alone. If you do want to turn it off, you have to go to the settings menu to do that.
Okay. From Ian, is it possible to create a Windows 7 image for deployment that has no local accounts available for users to try and attack to bypass group policy? If I understand things correctly, the admin account is required to install Windows and initially configure it, as well as be able to provide audit mode, allowing customization of the image with lob apps,
line of business.
However, is it then possible using unattended XML file to delete the local accounts? So when the domain join is processed by unattended file, the only way the user can log on is through a domain login.
So the answer to that question is disable, don't delete.
Yeah.
The local admin account. If it's disabled, then the user is not going to be able to enable it and then log it back in again.
Okay.
And you know, some people might say, well, what if they, you know, they have physical access to the machine? What if they use various tools on the internet to go and re-enable the admin account? And my answer to that is you BitLocker the machine.
Okay.
There is no offline access if they don't have the BitLocker key to access it.
Okay.
So yes, you can do this. If, you know, they're a standard user on the machine, they won't be able to gain those admin privs and bypass group policies. You know, there are obviously various things that you can do, but, you know, something to consider is that if they have physical access to the machine, what is it that you're actually trying to prevent from happening?
Yeah.
You know, what are your group policies such that if they were bypassed, you know, what is happening that you're concerned with? And really, you have to kind of take security with education in hand. You know, inform your users why you are doing something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to explain to them why you're doing something. Otherwise, you know, depending on who your user is, they're just going to be annoyed if you've locked it down too much. And you kind of have to understand their use cases as well. They may have legitimate business needs in order to do certain things. And locking them out of that is not going to engender yourself to their sympathies.
Okay. Next question from Steven. He says, I have my 8.1 update 1 configured to boot to the start screen as I have several live tiles I cast my eyes over before heading out, including the Channel 9 app. Awesome. I notice that when I close an app, either by clicking on the new close button or dragging down from the top, I find myself back in the desktop, not start. Is this expected behavior and is it configurable?
It is configurable. I am willing to bet what you did was enable the taskbar across. You did show the Windows Store apps on the taskbar.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, and make sure that you actually uncheck this one, when I start, sign in and close all apps on the screen, go to the desktop, they're actually tied together.
Okay.
So make sure that both of those are unchecked.
Okay, cool.
And then you shouldn't have that particular issue.
All right. Next question. I have two exactly the same monitors attached to the system. The problem is Windows 8.1 up to date is failing to find out which is right and which is left. I'm having to move my mouse to the left side of the left monitor in order to reach a second monitor, which is illogical. Setting up a certain monitor as primary is not helping. I also tried changing the order of coordinates with no help. The last thing to change is the physical order of the monitors. But there may be a better solution for this weird situation. Aww.
There is actually a better solution to that.
That's
weird
cute
situation. So if you right-click on the desktop, go to screen resolution. Right now, since I am duplicating my monitors,
yeah,
I can't actually show exactly how to do this, But what you want to do is choose Identify. Mm-hmm. So 1 and 2 will show up here. What you are physically going to see...
You'll see two screens.
You'll see two screens. You'll see 2 and then 1.
Yeah.
What you want to do is within this frame right here, you can actually drag one monitor to the other side.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you want to do. I can't show it to you here in this dialogue, but...
But they move. Will, they drag.
This will drag. So you see this little hand thing show up here? It will do it if you... drag one to the other side, everything will be good
and
for you.
And you can even drag one a little higher, a little lower, depending on how you have it on your desk or
sure,
that kind
and,
of stuff.
And that'll be annoying when you want to...
Oh, I do it for that reason, for that so reason. I can catch the corners.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. So that's
exactly what you want to do. And remember, hit apply.
Yeah. All right. Next question. I run as a standard user on Windows 8.1. I've just installed Zune. And the installer has placed a shortcut to C program file Zune, zune.exe on the desktop. Why do I get a UAC prompt when I try to delete the shortcut?
Because you're trying to delete the shortcut in the program files, or technically in the all user profiles, that is a merged view with the desktop. That's why you can't delete it, because you don't have access to that profile.
Yeah.
It's really not any simpler than that.
Okay.
So if you're getting the UAC prompt, you're running it, if you're truly running a standard user, then you will not be able to delete it without putting in the admin credentials.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that you have access to an admin because you installed Zune.
Yeah.
So that's why you're seeing that prompt.
Okay. Next question, I'd like to delete the reserve.tmp folder in the Windows side-by-side directory. It was created when I got the update to prepare for Windows 8.1 last year. It was supposed to disappear after a while, but it remains to this day. This is 3 gig of space crowding a small SSD. Is it safe to delete?
Yep.
All right.
That's
there
the simplest answer.
Okay, good.
It will potentially come back.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, if you delete it, because you still haven't gotten to 8.1, it will come back.
Yeah, and if you did clean up my computer, it would get rid of it too? Should it?
I believe so. I am not 100% certain.
Okay, all right.
I try not to see Win8 machines anymore. I want them all on 8.1.
Yeah. All right. Pick of the week time. Pick of the week. The first pick of the week I just want to talk about a little bit is the new Channel 9 app is out for Windows Phone. So
yeah, I have it.
Yeah, so get that now if you have a Windows Phone and try it out. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear more about it. The second pick of the week is from a Microsoft employee who created an app that interfaces his Nissan Leaf electric car with Cortana. And it's very cool. You should check out this video, watch it. He does a little demo here, and you can see how he can just talk to his Windows Phone.
You're not going to hear the audio.
Okay. Well, he can talk to his Windows Phone, and he says, like, hey, turn on the heat. Tell me how many miles I got left. And Cortana does all this back and forth with his car and does it all for him. So
that's
very cool.
That's really impressive.
It's getting real now. So this is where the rubber hits the road. Sorry for the pun. But,
awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And so, yeah, we're going to have him come in and show us this, talk a little bit about how he developed it, and, talk a little bit more. He does some other interesting integrations with speech that I want to see, too. So, very cool stuff. Check it out. And if you have a Nissan Leaf and a Windows Phone, you're in business because this is awesome. So, yeah. All right, and that is the show for this week. If you have questions, leave them in the comments. Write us at defragshow@microsoft.com, and we will see you next week.
Take care.